So they stayed up on the river
and they stayed up there, and a real funny, I mean, it wasn't funny to them at the time, but we've laughed about it since. We send messages back and forth on
trap line chatter.
And they said they needed boots because all they had was little short ankle boots, and they needed some big boots. And I didn't know what he meant, so I went to the store and I bought some new boots, which were just the rubber knee boots for breakup boots. That's what I thought they needed. It was breaking up. And I got them some sugar, and I can't remember why. I guess they were getting low on sugar for the cereal or something, or baking. But anyway, Ed Galvin said, well, he could get low enough so that he could drop the package in there so that the sugar wouldn't break. So anyway, I got the stuff all together, and Ed took it up there. And Ray said, well, the sugar and the boots was really nice. It was good to have dry feet for a couple of hours, but he would have really liked to have a bottle of booze. That was what he really needed.
Not boots.
Booze, yeah. And that was, that was a bad time for him. But they did salvage quite a bit of the canned food and stuff. And we had hooked the we had a little tiny generator that we could run the washing machine with, and we had it sitting in, he had built a cache behind the cabin. And so he had an electric wire running from the cabin, and then he had it hooked, stapled to the cache, and then he had the generator sitting inside the cache. And the only thing that kept the cache there was that electrical wire. It just floated back and forth on that wire, and all the other outbuildings went with the water, but the cache stayed there because it was hooked to the cabin with just a little electrical wire.
Huh.
That it wasn't like an extension cord, it was a regular electrical wire, but that was the only thing that held it there. And of course we had all the dry food in there, so that all got ruined, but he did salvage a lot of the canned stuff, just throw it in the boat. He didn't have to worry about anything breaking, just or denting the cans or anything. But that was, they had food at least.